As you said last Lord's Day, we want to start a little series today looking at the life of one of God's great servants during a generation or two ago. If I was to ask you this morning a simple question, how much as a Christian are you willing or would you be willing to give to God? How much would you be willing to give to God? I wonder today what your answer would be. Well, this man that we're going to be thinking about over the next number of weeks made a tremendous statement, and he learned as a Christian that Jesus Christ had died for him, and he began to understand as he walked with God more and more and more of what that really meant. And on one occasion he said, if Jesus Christ be God, and he is, and he died for me, and he did, no sacrifice could be too great for me to make for him. Think about that. If Jesus Christ be God and died for me, no sacrifice could be too great for me to make for him. And he was willing to give God absolutely everything. This young man, along with his brothers, they studied together at a big school in England, a grammar school that was one of the most renowned grammar schools in all of England. It was called Eton. And generally speaking, it was only the well-educated and the wealthy that went along to this grammar school at Eton. And there with his two brothers, this young lad by the name of Charles, they went to Eton. And Eton Grammar School had a very large and renowned cricket team as well. And for the first time in many, many years, all three brothers were on the cricket team together. The year was 1877. And Charles Studd, who was the youngest, along with his two brothers, George and Kynaston, they were all playing cricket in this team together. And they were doing really well at it. And through that, doors were to open for them whenever one day they would be able to play cricket for England itself. And so in 1877, they were playing cricket together in this great team for their high school, their grammar school at Eton. But that same year, something strange happened in the family circle. They were a church-going family. They were sort of religious, but they weren't converted. They didn't know Jesus Christ as a Savior. And yet that same year, a great evangelist came to England from America. And his name was Dwight Moody, D.L. Moody. And Mr. Moody came to their community, and a large hall was opened, and hundreds of people, even thousands of people, packed the hall every night as D.L. Moody preached the gospel. And Charles Studd, his father, went along to some of these meetings. The first night he went, he was challenged. Then he went back again, and he went back again a second time. And then one night, as he heard Mr. Moody preaching about the Lord Jesus, telling people about their need to get right with God and telling them about the love of God and telling them all about how Jesus Christ came into this world to die on a cross for sinners, and we've all gone our own way and we've turned our back on God, and yet God invites us to come back and to repent and get right with God and to make a decision and to choose Christ and to call upon God for mercy. Mr. Studd Sr. was converted in one of those meetings. And that made a wonderful change in his life, because the very next day he was telling other people that he had got converted and he had become a Christian. And he began to pray for his family. And one night he got his three boys who were still at school, and he says, will you come with me tonight and let's go and hear D.L. Moody? And he brought his three sons along to the meeting. And Mr. Moody preached again with all of his heart. And the three young lads sat and they listened. But sadly, at the end of the meeting, they didn't feel any need for God and for Jesus Christ in their lives. And so they left, and they didn't get saved. And that's an easy thing for you to do as well, to come to a meeting like this, or a gospel service, or a gospel mission, and to listen, and yet not to respond to the call of God. But Mr. Moody went on praying for them and witnessing. And about a year after that, Mr. Studd had got greatly involved in his church, and he was really praying for the preacher and praying for those who came along and preached. And one weekend, a preacher was coming called Mr. Weatherby. Now, Mr. Weatherby was invited to stay in Charles Studd's home. His family, his father and mother, were putting this man up for the weekend, and they decided to have a bit of fun with him. And so on the Saturday before Mr. Weatherby was to preach, they decided that they would get their horses out, and they would get Mr. Weatherby to come with them. And so Mr. Studd Sr. and the three lads and this preacher who'd never sat on a horse before, they all saddled up their horses and they put on their riding equipment and off they went out into the fields and meadows to go horse riding. And it wasn't long before Charles and his three brothers realized Mr. Weatherby doesn't really know how to ride a horse very well. And so they just let Mr. Weatherby, the preacher, and Mr. Studd Sr. ride on ahead a little bit and they would lag behind. And whenever they got a little bit of distance between the two, they would begin to gallop and they would overtake them. And of course, whenever the horse Mr. Weatherby was on saw the other horses galloping, it got into a gallop as well. And poor Mr. Weatherby, the preacher, was hanging around the horse for his bare life and was screaming out. And of course, they did this again and again and again. But Mr. Studd, he wasn't all that pleased, but he couldn't help laughing himself at the state of this old preacher trying to stay on the horse. And of course, they had a great laugh at it. But you know something, Charles Studd, whenever he went to bed that night and whenever he thought about it, he'd really made fun, not so much of the preacher, but he didn't have any respect in his heart for the things of God. And that began to challenge him about where he stood with the Lord. And next Lord's Day morning, we'll hear, God willing, how Charles Studd, C.T. Studd, became a Christian. And we trust that God will bless these simple lessons to our hearts. Going to read now from the Gospel.